Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and again, our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyet, who's agreed to stay on for another half an hour or about. And we're glad you could stay with us, Dr. Moyet.
Thank you. It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. We had an interesting show, especially ending with you having a little conference with Dr. Aaron Katz, and hopefully something, some good fruition will come from that. And we've been talking about vitamin C today, and if you just tuned in, we were talking a lot about Ester C, which is available, by the way, only through American Health. That's a company who owns the patented. Now, for those who may have just tuned in briefly, Doctor, could you just tell us what is Ester C and what makes it different than other forms of vitamin C?
Well, the best way to sort of summarize what Ester C is, it's just a slight tweaking of vitamin C itself, which is ascorbic acid.
Right.
So it's reduced the, it's what we call a sodium and calcium salt, which basically means it's a technical way of saying this is a non-acidic form of vitamin C that actually we see better absorption into the immune cells and a potentially better effect without causing any of the side effects that we see with vitamin C, like the gastrointestinal upset or the stomach upset. I mean, I tried taking 200, 500 milligrams of vitamin C myself, and it was just really a problem, and patients complained about it. And so it has an incredible safety record. It's slightly different than vitamin C, but gives you the benefits of vitamin C. In fact, I find it interesting right now that Ester C is the primary vitamin C and the number one prescription prenatal vitamin in the United States. So women in pregnancy clearly need extra vitamin C to absorb iron to reduce the risk of anemia. So what I like about vitamin C itself is it's safe. It's got an incredible safety record. And what I like about Ester C is it's a slight tweaking, enough of a tweaking that gives you even better safety and what I believe is actually a better effect. So that's kind of what it is. And then I like to say that Ester C is establishing a new sort of they're trying to establish a new paradigm in the dietary supplement industry. They're spending enormous amounts on money on large randomized clinical trials, the kind that would impress, I think, most doctors, including impress the University of Michigan. And that's why I'm also excited about it. I'm excited that they're doing the kind of research we need to bring respectability to this area.
Hey, Sam, you know, I think something else that the bears pointing out to the listeners, I want to kind of tie in Dr. Moyad's earlier comments with his response to the gentleman who called about the macular degeneration concerns, and that is what Dr. Moyad has pointed out is that you don't have to be taking gigantic mega dosages of vitamin C to get the benefits. Research, as he points out, has shown that, you know, the 500 to 1,000 milligram per day range seems to be pretty effective for most of the general types of health concerns that we have. And I think, and then, you know, so what that means to me is that there's no excuse for all of you out there with any kind of health concerns, you know, for not taking a basic multivitamin, maybe a little bit extra vitamin C, as the Ester C preferably, and you're going to get so many potential benefits from it. I mean, the upside is so great, and the downside is so minimal.
You know, we had talked, I think it was Ken was his name, was talking about his father with macular degeneration. And Dr. Moyet, you'd mentioned do everything that's good for your heart and you'll be helping your eyes. I think that's a great way to think about helping your eyes. But if I'm repeating something somebody already said, forgive me, but did anybody mention lutein?
No, we didn't mention lutein. That's a great topic.
Ken, if you're listening, you know, certainly you want to include lutein This is a very important carotenoid that supports the structure and function of the macula, and it's often given in a combination with another carotenoid called zeaxanthin. So if your multivitamin doesn't have it, you should get one that does, or get a good eye formula that has the lutein with the zeaxanthin. Dr. Podell.
I have another question that you brought up, lutein. The whole carotenoid family I have good feelings about, except for one. And as I'm sure you know, there beta-carotene in high doses, which is included in a number of the mixed carotenoid pills, has been associated with increased lung cancer in a Finnish study and in an asbestos worker study many years ago. So how do you feel about taking your carotenoids? Do you allow beta-carotene in, or do you try to keep it out, or do you take them one, you know, each one separately?
I try to take it each one separately. And this, if you look at beta-carotene, I agree. I mean, when you have two really large studies, the two that you mentioned that showed that if, you know, you're and these were very heavy smokers. I mean, if you were a heavy smoker or a chronic smoker, it was an increased risk of lung cancer. I get nervous about anyone who is a recent smoking history or a chronic smoker taking beta-carotene supplementation. So for those, for that group of individuals, I and others, I take it individually because I think that was a pretty clear-cut finding.
So a mixed carotenoid, does that have a lot of beta-carotene in it ordinarily?
Or? They often do.
Yeah, it depends on the company, but some of them often do. Some of them are getting away a little bit from beta-carotene because it hasn't turned out to be as sexy in clinical trials we thought it would be. And so I see it all over the board with companies at the health food store.
Okay. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question for Dr. Moayed, give us a call at 1-800-321-0710. You've got a few lines open for those of you who are regular listeners and know how difficult it is to get through. This is your chance. Take the opportunity. 1-800-321-0710. We do have one caller waiting to talk to us. Let's hear from Mary from Brooklyn. Hi, Mary. You're on the Wilner Window.
Yes. I would like to ask how menopause women can be helped with vitamin C, maybe, with frequent urinary tract infections.
Uh-huh. Well, you have menopause and urinary infections. Is there a role for either one of those?
Well, there's a role for if you're menopausal, perimenopausal, and you have an increased number of urinary tract infections, I definitely think that means it's time to see a specialist. It's time to, for example, go see a urologist to determine what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The role of vitamin C in menopause, I think its primary role is mostly in the area of what we talked about earlier in the show, which is potentially a role in osteoporosis. Also, there's a role in terms of dental health. As we see as you go on in years, in terms of aging and menopause, dental health becomes more of an issue. So we talked earlier in the show about scurvy and all the problems associated with that, but then someone brought up subclinical scurvy. So I think vitamin C plays even a more attractive role in menopause, and even in men as they begin to lose their testosterone levels as they get older. We sometimes call it andropause. But as far as the urinary tract infections are concerned, sometimes they're very simplistic, sometimes they're a little more detailed. But that, to me, if you're seeing an increased amount of urinary tract infections that's going through menopause, that's time to meet with a specialist.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you look on our website and follow the link to Health Notes and you go to vitamin C, you'll see there's a long list of indications that they give for vitamin C. And toward the bottom, you have menopause and you have urinary tract infections. I suspect that in the case of urinary tract infections, it's probably there basically for its general effect on the immune system. So, you know, I tend to agree with what Dr. Moayed says. You need to see a doctor. On the other hand, any type of immune-related problem at the same time, there's always the high possibility that taking extra vitamin C, among other immune-enhancing things, will perhaps have some benefit. And again, there's little downside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for that call, Mary. Let's talk to Joyce from Great Neck. How can we help you today, Joyce?
Good afternoon, Dr. Moayed and Wilner folks. Thank you for this opportunity. I have two questions surrounding Ester C. I've been using it at about 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams a day in divided doses because I've learned that the body doesn't absorb more than 600 milligrams at one time, so I take 500 two or three times a day. So is that correct? I want to ask, that's part A. And part B is this. I've also heard another nutritionist say that in order for the body to build its own protective glutathione antioxidant from the liver, you have to take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C to help the liver build glutathione. Is that accurate? Do you need that higher level, 3,000?
To answer the second question first, I appreciate the two questions. I think 3,000 is too high. I don't think we have, again, there's a study that will change the way doctors practice, and then there's what we call interesting studies for the newspaper or some other source, which is in a test tube or a laboratory. But the reality is 3,000 is an extremely high dosage, and you can see everything that we've wanted to see, in my opinion, in terms of preventive medicine at the dosages that you're taking. And the divided doses work well. And the interesting thing about Ester C, though, is that the one study that we did with UCLA was in patients who were taking 1,000. If they took 1,000 at one time, they had really good coverage over the 24 hours. So I go back to an earlier question. If divided dosage works for you and you're taking the Ester C form, and it's not a problem and it's not hampering your daily life, I think that's the actual answer for you. It's what you can do over several years of taking it, not over several weeks. So I like divided dosage. I like the earlier amounts you're mentioning, but 3,000, I get extremely nervous about it because we just simply, it doesn't have the research that people think it has.
You know, earlier you mentioned something about kidney stones. Was that in connection with the intravenous vitamin C? I mean, or could you run into kidney stones with the 3,000 that you're not endorsing?
We started seeing, it's not so much, it's not a question of not endorsing. It's a question of, I like patients to know that, you know, we really don't have an answer here. And if we don't have an answer, do you feel comfortable, you know, playing a guinea pig all by yourself and no one's ever been tested in this area? I mean, do you want to be in a clinical trial of one person? And so, I have plenty of cancer patients who take thousands of milligrams of vitamin C. They know I'm not necessarily a big fan of it, but I respect their wishes to take it, knowing that we don't have much research on it. So I would just tell you that the 3,000 milligrams that we're talking about in the increased risk of kidney stones, we were seeing with IV and we were seeing with oral form. Now, if you've got an advanced form of cancer and you're taking high dose of vitamin C, I'm not too worried about a kidney stone because it's really a life or death situation. But for someone who's walking around completely healthy, why would you increase your risk of a kidney stone even 5% if you didn't need to?
Exactly. That's my feelings. Yeah. Thank you so much, Doctor. You made me feel even more confident about what I've been doing.
That's great. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Joyce.
And I think it's interesting that, you know, there's another point that's brought up here when Dr. Katz called, is that the other interesting thing is we can't even try these dosages of 3,000 or 4,000 orally unless we actually try the Ester C form because people will drop out because of stomach ache.
Exactly. It's more gentle on the digestive tract.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Moyet, we'll be back with our callers and more questions in just a moment. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price. Well, the number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us or Dr. Moyet, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyet, after these words.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now, Doctor's Best, the full line, is on sale at 40 to 50% off. Sourced Naturals, American Health, Home Health, BioForce, all on sale at 35% off list price. We've got Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, Country Life, Quality of Life, All One, Health from the Sun, on sale at 30% off list. We also have Jarrow Formulas on sale at 25% off list price, and we've got much more. So pick up a sales flyer, a current sales flyer, and our latest product reference catalog. It's free, and if you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. I'll give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online.
And to be technically correct, the sale discounts that you just heard Sam mention begin tomorrow, or maybe 12:01 midnight or something. Anyway, you can visit us, of course, at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be taking your calls in just a moment. Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. Let's get right back to the phones, if that's okay with everybody. Let's talk to Marie from Ottawa, New Jersey.
Hi. Is there any help for MRSA with the Ester C? MRSA virus?
Yeah. What you're actually referring to is what we call this superbug, the MRSA bug. And this superbug has been responsible for an increased number of infections in the United States in the past few years. And so it's been scary. And there are, the interesting thing about it is one of the smartest things you can do, and I think it's interesting even for the group that we're talking about today, that the answer always seems to lie in simplicity. And so some of the smartest things we can do to prevent this methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, it's actually a bacteria, and it's a bacteria that sits on your skin and it's within your nose, but if it gets into the wrong location in the body or travels in the bloodstream, it can cause this nasty infection. So one of the smartest things you can do is just better hygiene. So when we say wash your hands, soap and water, I mean, we mean it, and especially for healthcare professionals. When we say use an ethyl alcohol wipe, you know, that 62% ethyl alcohol, like a Purell-type product, I mean, we mean it. That can do a lot. And I tell young athletes all the time, don't share uniforms, don't share towels, keep the exercise equipment clean. And one of my also pieces of advice is 500 milligrams of vitamin C or ester C in this case, like was mentioned earlier with the urinary tract infection, may keep your immune defenses at a level that can prevent this thing from getting infected. I don't have definitive proof, but I can tell you that it's just for good immune health and immune balance. So, and any question that comes up about MRSA, the superbug, vitamin C becomes one of the options. But all the options to prevent it are really simplistic and should be discussed with patients.
Okay, thank you very much. I take ester C and I get it from the store.
Yeah, I would. I would tell you that's great. I think I would take your ester C. I would look into always having around the house a 62% ethyl alcohol gel. It's
okay.
Like a Purell product. And then obviously soap and water. I'm not a big fan of the antibacterial soaps. I think they're a little bit overhyped and don't work as well as the other two things I mentioned. And also if you exercise and you take care of yourself and, you know, making sure your exercise equipment or anything at home is wiped down every so often, because anything that you share or share with others has the increased risk of sharing those bugs.
Like a spa.
Like a spa is notorious for it.
Where I go three times a week.
Well, but you know what? Another great thing I tell people who go to the spa all the time is a spa is a great place. But the reality is one of the smartest things you can do besides sharing stuff at the spa is that if there's any open wounds, cuts, or scrapes, they're well bandaged.
Yes.
The big problem that people have is they have an open wound, an open scrape, it's not well bandaged, and they jump in that whirlpool, and you're sharing what everybody else has.
No, I don't go to I just own the exercise machine, but
yeah.
We have wipes there that we can use.
And I'll tell you, when I go to the local exercise facility here at the university that I share with a million students, I carry a little, it's probably about 6 ounces, it's a little Purell bottle. And it's, again, 62% ethyl alcohol. It costs you pennies. And I carry it in my pocket, and I take it with me.
Very good. Thank you very much. And I thank the Wilners, because if I call in the morning, I could either, and I'm in middle Jersey, my order's at the door the next morning.
Wow.
So thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
And I wasn't paid for that.
Doctor, thanks for the call, Marie.
Good question. You know, we get in trouble for that sometimes. You know, we try to get orders out quickly, and people come to expect that. They think that's the standards.
Well, once in a great while.
Yeah. You know, because we can't always do that.
Right. No,
but we try.
Thanks,
very
Marie.
Very good. Thank you.
Mark, quick question. Let's say somebody's taking 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. They then go in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor doesn't put vitamin C in the IV. The doctor doesn't give you, or you're not able to eat. And are you going to be in worse situation for having suddenly withdrawn from this dose?
I don't necessarily think short-term, but I think the concern becomes long-term recovery. So a lot of people, today the rule of thumb, whether it's a prostate surgery or breast cancer, or you name the surgery, whether it's removing a gallbladder, which is the most common surgery in the United States, people are in and out of the hospital much faster than ever before. The downside is, though, you can't monitor them like you used to in the past. So you send them home and you give them all the instructions, and you kind of cross your fingers that they're doing the right thing. So it wouldn't be a bad idea after having surgery and sending someone home to say, hey, one of the ideas is getting vitamin C not only back in the diet, but when you're able to tolerate it, getting it back in pill form quickly.
Yeah. Sorry I had to cut you off there, because we are coming up to a short break, including a check on the traffic. But I wanted to thank you for joining us and giving us that extra half an hour. It's been a great show having you on. I hope you'll join us again sometime in the future.
Definitely.
Yes,
I really appreciate the time in the show. Thank you.
Thanks so much. That was Dr. Mark Moyed, and it was great having him on the show. Very interesting show. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid, moisturizing cream, Celadrin, and Estrace, are now available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Decades of medical research demonstrate that free radicals in our body contribute to the aging process and cause a number of health problems. Antioxidants can neutralize these free radicals. You know about antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and the botanicals like grapeseed, green tea, pomegranate, pine bark, and others. Well, there is a new one available made from lychee extract, and it is actually more powerful than these. Quality of Life Labs has done years of research on this new antioxidant, oligonol. Lychee has been associated with good health in China for centuries, and studies support oligonol's benefit in combating many aging-related conditions. Research shows that oligonol improves the circulation and functions as a vasodilator, improves metabolic syndrome, improves skin, and helps combat fatigue. Oligonol, the super antioxidant from Quality of Life Labs, now available from Wilner Chemists.
And listen to this, all Quality of Life products are now on sale at 30% off list price. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Sean Collins.
At the WOR traffic desk, we check on the Hudson River crossings for you. The George Washington Bridge inbound looks good on the upper deck. Lower level, no problems to report. Outbound, both decks appear to be in pretty good shape. The Lincoln Tunnel inbound looks good. Outbound, maybe a 5-minute delay heading back over to New Jersey. Now, the Holland Tunnel inbound looks good. Outbound Holland, no problems to report there for you. We go over to Harlem River Drive, FDR Drive, southbound of the Manhattan Bridge. We have an accident. Only the left lane is getting by. Delays are back into the teens. Northbound, the left lane is blocked with emergency vehicles, and delays are back before the Brooklyn Bridge. Farther north, traffic is sluggish between the 70s and the 100s. Going over to the Lower East River, the Brooklyn Bridge, outbound right lane is blocked for emergency construction. That is until about 4 o'clock. They should be wrapping that up 4 o'clock this afternoon. Inbound looks to be okay. In New Jersey, Route 80 westbound, we see no problems to report. Route 46 in Little Falls, westbound Browerton Road, overturned vehicle there. This report brought to you by Panasonic. Bring back family time. Panasonic wants to help unite your family. See you. You can win $20,000 worth of Panasonic high-definition products for your family. Learn more at Panasonic.com. I'm Sean Collins with WOR Traffic.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity, testimonials, and promises. It sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C in four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. The phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for myself, Don, or our medical expert co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, we're all here ready to take your questions. Let's talk to Mike.
Sam,
yes.
Before you take the next call, we haven't given, speaking of Dr. Podell, we haven't given
That's
him
right.
an opportunity to tell our listeners how they can get a hold of him if they're looking for an excellent physician who has one foot ensconced in conventional medicine and the other one stuck in alternative medicine. You want to do that now or you want to wait till maybe the next break? But this might be a good time now that
I can ensconce.
Okay,
right here.
There you
okay,
go.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding us. Yes, I'm Dr. Richard Podell, and I practice. I think I practice medicine just like our previous guest, which is kind of an evidence-based alternative medicine with a dollop of conventional medicine because that's appropriate in some cases, and we try to look at both the conventional techniques and natural healing. And we try to do what we can to support natural healing, and we think that's relevant to almost every aspect of almost every chronic disease. So we're looking at nutritional support, we're looking at herbs, we're looking at a lot of mind-body techniques. They all add value to help the body's natural healing processes. So people who are interested in that approach, whether you're talking thyroid disease or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or depression or anxiety or irritable bowel, the whole broad array of conditions where this holistic approach we think does better. So we are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. We're on the web. It's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. And now we'll get right back to the phones. Let's talk to Mike from Brooklyn. Mike?
Hi. Could you tell me this, please? I heard that before the body can utilize the vitamin C, I mean, before it can utilize the S to C, it has to convert it back into the ascorbic acid form in the body. Is that true?
Well, you're well, about it. Yeah,
it,
go ahead.
I'll answer it. It may or may not be true, but it's of no significance because converting it for what little bit of conversion, if indeed it's required, might be necessary, it's such an easy, a simple thing that it wouldn't really have any bearing on anything. So, you know, if you don't want to take ester C for some reason, you can find probably better reasons than that. Okay?
Okay. That's a good answer. Thanks for the question, Mike.
And by the way, folks, you know, the other reason why that's not really a question that warrants too much concern is we've been talking for the past hour and a half about
right.
the fact that you have clinical research, clinical
right.
research and studies that have been proving that ester C works, even
right.
at relatively lower doses yeah. than some of us yeah. used to think. So. So the proof is in the pudding, as the chemists would say. Okay, we know it works. It's been proven to work. So, you know, whether or not you need to convert it or this or that isn't really the point. The point is that it seems to stay in the blood cells better. You get higher levels in the blood cells, and it works.
Right, right. That's the main thing. Is that it stays in the system longer than regular ascorbic acid, and it's gentler on the gut. It's certainly many people out there who can't tolerate the acidity of vitamin C. It's just really a way of getting the C and help it stay
yeah.
in the body better.
And you know, we're not saying that ester C is the only vitamin C that will work. I mean, you know, there may be times when the plain old vitamin C would be okay, when buffered vitamin C would be okay. You know, but ester C, as Dr. Moyad pointed out, is indeed funding studies. The studies show it works. If you're the kind of person that feels more comfortable, or if the reason that you're taking it is more critical, you might want to stick with the form that actually has clinical studies showing that it works. That's all.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Don. All right. Let's get right back to the phones. We have Betty from Queens. How can we help you today, Betty?
Yes. I've seen advertised on television Asian foot pads that you put on the soles of your feet at night, and it's supposed to remove the toxins from your body. Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Well, you know, your feet are known to be the most important detoxification organ in your body. Not the liver, No, I'm just kidding.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah, I was really running with
that. We were going to take the mic away.
Betty, if something seems too good to be true.
Yes.
Okay, things can be absorbed through the soles of your feet. An old story or an old little game used to be to put a clove of garlic, in your shoe or something, and then you'll notice that you'll get a garlic breath at some point later on. Of course, things get absorbed through your skin, in general. We know that. But if you need to detox, there are effective ways that we know of utilizing the kinds of products, liver detox, bowel detox, and so forth. I think it's wishful thinking to think that you could just put something in your... Yeah, it's like taking the weight loss pill and waking up in the morning and now you're 10 pounds lighter,
I mean, there may be a... Who knows? You can have a whole type, all types of products that you could put in your feet and help different conditions. But it just, it's also, Don, I was thinking, if something sounds too ridiculous to be true, it actually might be ridiculous,
Yes, I see. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Betty. Okay, let's talk to Ann from Farmingdale. How can we help you today, Ann?
Yes, I want to ask about vitamin C. I am a senior citizen. I've been taking supplements for about 50 years. I am on no medication. My two problems are arthritis and recently, in about the last 6 months, an overactive bladder. Now, I do take about 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C because I feel that I am losing so much of my supplements, and I try to keep hydrated. Can I take the vitamin C in increments with my other vitamins, for instance, with the glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM? Could I take 500 with that and then the rest, with other supplements?
Well, if it's been something you've been doing for a long time, it's probably okay, but Dr.
Yeah.
Bedell...
Yeah, well, no, I think it would be okay, but there are some people who, when they take vitamin C in high doses, they get an irritable bladder. So I think you have to be sure that you're not one of those. Probably the simplest way would be to stop it for 3 days or so and see if it makes any difference in how your bladder behaves. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who will get irritation effects from vitamin C, particularly at the higher doses.
Well, since I've been taking it for vitamin C for so many years, I don't think that is the problem.
Right.
But I hadn't thought of that. I've noticed in the last 6 months, as I said, since I am having that bladder problem, that there's a big difference in my skin, very dry, which it never was before. And I'd like to ask you one more question. How much beta-carotene is safe for me to take?
Well, if you're a regular listener to the Wilner Window, we're often talking about more of a carotenoid or mixed carotenoid-type product over the beta-carotene. If you were listening earlier, and I think you were, we'd mentioned the smoker study and another study, asbestos, being where beta-carotene was actually not an advantage. I personally think if you weren't a smoker and you weren't, weren't exposed to asbestos, a small amount of beta-carotene is probably okay.
It's something like, 5,000
units? Yeah, 5,000, because, yeah. I mean, it is a major component of things like carrots and so forth and so on. And
yeah, you got to remember the study
I mean,
that Dr.
It's foods, yeah.
Yeah, you got to remember the study that Dr. Podell referred to and that Sam is now referring to was utilizing isolated beta-carotene. That's not the way beta-carotene occurs in nature, and that's not the way that it's now occurring in most of the supplements. The way that you get beta-carotene now is in its natural ratio of natural carotenoids, okay? As Sam said, in the same form that you would get if you ate carrots or other highly colored vegetables, which, as you know, are all good for you. So, if you're taking 5,000, 10,000, I think even 15,000, 20,000 as mixed carotenoids, natural mixed carotenoids, I wouldn't really worry about the beta carotene in there. If for some reason you were taking still a synthetic isolated beta carotene, then I wouldn't take more than 5,000 to 10,000 units. But the general feeling is that as long as you're taking moderate amounts of the natural carotenoid complex, it can't be any worse than eating a healthy diet, for goodness sake.
Right.
So you know, I think we may have kind of led people to be a little bit more worried than we needed to in that earlier discussion. You know, everybody was surprised at that result, and nobody expected it. It was with a very unique group of patients, all of whom were high smokers. Hey, you know, it was interesting. We still don't know all the answers, but maybe it just pointed out that there's a difference between taking one isolated nutrient by itself in high dosages versus taking nutrients in their naturally occurring ratios.
What were they smoking? They smoked a lot. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for helping us clarify that, because I think it's an important point. All right. We're coming up towards the next break, so we're going to hold off on the calls for just a moment. But hang in there with us. We'll be right with you. It's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, we'd love to talk to you. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
And as a special initiative to incentive to try this product, Wilner Chemist is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or the 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from NT Factors, folks, at 30% off.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Well, it's that time again, cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do so, are there supplements that are specific for treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, ImmuCore, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, oleic acid, and powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. The plus in Andrographis Plus refers to amla, or Indian gooseberry. It's a rich source of vitamin C. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, Immucor and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemists in cooperation with your hair health care professional.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes stumbling through the show, but I think I'll make it through. What do you think, Don? Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll get right back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Charlie from Readers, Pennsylvania. How can we help you, Charlie?
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I have dealing with prostate cancer for the past 10 years, and I was considering taking the CoQ10. Now, because CoQ10 has vitamin B content in it, would you recommend it still for this?
It doesn't have vitamin B.
Yeah, the CoQ10 is not a vitamin B, or it doesn't contain vitamin B.
Okay, here's the thing. The first part of your show, you had Dr. Moyet on there.
Right.
I read his ABC book. He says so, that it has vitamin B content, doesn't recommend it, but I would love to take CoQ10. So how do I handle that?
The question is CoQ10 helpful for prostate cancer, if that's what you're concerned about?
Okay.
I don't know if there's enough evidence. What do you think, fellas?
I was just looking, it's a good
supplement. It's a great thing to take, Charlie. But
There's not a lot of evidence, but the one time that you probably shouldn't do it is if you're getting chemotherapy or radiotherapy. Because one of the defense mechanisms, I just see in a study here, that a cancer cell of prostate does to defend itself in chemotherapy is it increases its own coenzyme Q level. So it's the same thing that we see now and again with kids, should you take vitamin C or other nutrients with radiation or chemotherapy. We usually think it's okay, but it's really a controversial issue. I think that coenzyme Q is a healthy thing, and we don't really have any data in terms of what it would do for prostate cancer.
Well, okay, let me chime in here. I was going to suggest to Charlie that if he has any questions about exactly what CoQ10 is, that he go to the link to Health Notes on our website just for the basic information on CoQ10. By coincidence, when I did that, I see that prostate cancer is listed as one of the indications, not one of the top indications, but one of the lower indications for CoQ10. So there apparently is some reason. Oh, wait, here we go. Let's see. An isolated test tube study reported that the anti-cancer effect of certain cholesterol-lowering drug was... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm kind of looking, obviously, at this while I'm talking to you folks. But anyway, there may be some advantage. If you want to find out more about CoQ10 or any other vitamin, you know, there's a good reference material on our website, wilner.com. You can go to the bottom of the homepage, link to Health Notes, and find out even more regular details about the vitamin. But a CoQ10 is not a B vitamin. It's not a vitamin. We explained that earlier also. Also, by the way, while I have the microphone, I just want to remind everybody as well that if you missed the earlier part of the interview with Dr. Moyet, or for any other reason you want to listen again to this show or any of our previous shows, you can do so by going to our website and click on the link to radio shows. You can have an MP3 file. You can download it if you want to. Listen to it at your leisure.
You know, also, Don, early in the show where we had Aaron Katz had called in, and Charlie, Aaron Katz is doing some very good work with prostate cancer. He utilizes both traditional and herbal or alternative type approaches to prostate cancer. And Don, we had him on the show, I guess, a couple of times. I was here during one of them, and it was very interesting. And there's a few things that he's looking into. I think it's called Jenny Kanoko. is one of them that they're looking at. And the other one is the Prostabel type product that he's using.
Right, he's doing a controlled studies on these, I think.
So, Charlie, maybe perhaps in the future we'll hear a little bit more about some of his results with those things.
But I'll keep listening. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks for the call, Charlie.
Jenny Kanoko. I think I met her when I was in Japan last
year. Oh, that's right. That's true. You were in Japan. That's with the quality of life people, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. Shifra from Brooklyn. How can we help you today, Shifra?
Yes. I'm interested in whether there's a relationship between a deficit of iron and thinning hair. I noticed that when I started taking a multivitamin that had no iron, I took it for several months. My hair started getting thinner. I'm a senior, and I've always had a very full head of hair, and my family has never had a lot of thinning of hair. So I'm wondering, is the lack of iron? I have mostly vegetables. I'm not a vegetarian, but I have mostly vegetables in my diet. I don't have a lot of red meat. So what do you think about the iron?
Well, first of all, I mean, a good way to find out whether you need iron is a blood test. I mean, if you you have visited your doctor or you plan to, you could certainly do that. Iron deficiency does occur. If you're postmenopausal, perhaps less so, but it's always a possibility. And I would not be surprised that iron, there is a relationship with hair loss and
iron. I think any nutritional deficiency could manifest by loss of hair, and I think that would include iron. But, for instance, there's something even more important. If you are postmenopausal and you are low iron, you see, it's real common in women who are, bleeding every month, but if someone is menopausal or if someone is male, you shouldn't have low iron unless you're really doing taking very little in on your diet. And that is not a good thing because it makes people tired. It basically undermines the system.
I am taking very little. If I took a supplement of iron, what should I take?
Well, you should measure your iron level and see. And if you're low, then they have to make sure you're not having a bleeding polyp or, any of those other causes of iron loss.
Right.
Okay, which you usually don't see in postmenopausal women unless their diet is very low.
Well, what's very low in iron for, let's say, somebody in their 70s?
Well, I think you have to measure it in the blood. They give you measure either a ferritin or an iron and iron binding capacity, and the lab has normals. Your doctor can do it. It's a common test. Yeah. And then you look and see. If everything measures fine, then, maybe you don't need
more. Why would it have happened as soon as I started taking a supplement without iron because I was told that you should have not take iron in a supplement when you're older?
So you're saying that you were taking a supplement with iron,
and
then you stopped, and now you feel that it's...
Yes.
Right, well, there's a possibility there.
You may have become iron deficient, or it may be coincidental. We really can't tell you which, but you can measure it.
You know, one of the things, generally speaking now, I'm not addressing your specific question because I think Dr. Podell just quite adequately covered that. But, I have made it clear many times in the past that I think this advice to totally stop taking iron is misguided.
Yeah.
I think that there has been this scare generated, and now it's sort of the in thing to caution people about that, and I think it's wrong. There are, a study after study that comes up that shows that the too little iron is a problem. Too little iron can be as big a problem as too much iron, and really I think the answer is a moderation, okay? That's like, for example, the reason we only put half of the U.S. RDA, or now they call it the RDI, of iron, 9 milligrams, is what we have in our Wilvite basic daily multivitamin.
And it could be even lower.
Yeah. I mean, I see no reason why everybody, men, postmenopausal women, whatever, couldn't take something like 9 milligrams of iron per day. Iron is good for you. Iron is an essential mineral, important in so many things, and there's a danger of too little iron as well as too much iron.
And Don Schiffer mentioned that she eats mostly vegetables, so there's probably a good reason that you include a small amount of iron in her multivitamin.
You know, those of there are people who have a genetic disease.
Right.
Okay, where they have a problem with iron. Those people should know who they are, and they're a special case.
All right. Thanks, Don. And thanks, Jeffrey, for the call. Okay, we're going to take a short break right here, but we'll be right back.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar Nutri-Nano CoQ10 today.
Okay, well, looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. New Year 2008. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. You're, of course, invited to visit us at either of our two stores in Midtown. We're at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Have a good week, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritionist.